Tales from the Cryosphere.
With Tales from the Cryosphere, I am your host tonight, gifted by our man Scott. I am Sean. And missing are we, the third member of our party, the great Snake. They call him Jake. We don't know his last name. We don't need to. But our hearts go out to him. So he's not going to be with us tonight, Scott. What happened? Where are we? What are we doing here?
We are honoring his last wishes, and we are doing the movie Scott. That he wanted us to do, The Blob from 1988.
Oh my God.
He's not dead, mind you, but that was cut his off. Request.
You going to hang up on me?
That was his request from last time.
I can't hear anybody.
What?
Oh boy. Looks like Sean's going to get dropped.
All right. Son of a bitch. Maybe the show is doomed.
The show's fucking doomed.
What the hell just happened? Like, now I hear you.
What do you think? You got dropped. It happens every week. You get fucking... You go to one point where you can't hear us, and it's like, oh, there goes Sean.
So how far did I get into the intro? Because that was pretty good.
We heard most of the intro. And when you introduced Scott, then you disappeared.
Just those last, like, 5 seconds. We didn't
good.
Hear.
Just fucking use that, and let's go.
Yeah, so... Jake, he's not dead. He's missing in action. We don't know what the hell happened to him.
He got an assignment from the government to infiltrate a certain, well, we can't really talk about it, but it's a Coke and Pepsi situation, and we're all voting for Pepsi.
Yep, so, really, I mean, I don't really have any news this week other than football is back, baby.
That's right, Patriots are 1-0 already.
Oh, God. Are we going to start this, dude?
That's what's happening. Yes, yeah. the only Super Bowl that the Bills look forward to every year is the 1-2 games they play against the Patriots, and you know what? The last time we had a really good season and we like won 3 games in a row, as soon as we lost to the Patriots, it's been 16 years. Go Bills.
Yeah. So my Giants are not playing tonight, sadly, because they or in a thunderstorm, which...
Willis's favorite team is the Deadskins.
Hell no, I hate them. And I live in D.C. They some hot trash.
Did we lose Scott again?
No.
I'm here.
Sean.
Sean.
Yeah, I'm Sean.
You don't listen to our show enough.
But now...
This is going to be a recurring thing, I think. This is not going to be good.
Hot trash.
Yep, my Giants are in a thunderstorm, so whether or not they will play tonight is...
Good pun. Oh, you didn't mean to do that, did you?
What was the pun there?
Whether or not there's a huge thunderstorm?
I didn't even fucking catch it.
Oh. He's here all night.
We will be here all night, folks. It's just starting. Alright, well... I don't know. I think we've given everybody enough time to get their discs ready. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
I don't have a disc.
I'd say yeah, but I don't even know if you mentioned the movie.
Yeah, we've said it a couple times. We're doing The Blob from 1988. Those are Jake's final wishes. Last episode.
I'm sorry, I don't listen when you talk.
You son of a bitch.
There is some news, though. You know, during the Olympics and now on the internet, the new Rogue One trailer dropped, and they put Darth Vader's little penis helmet in at the end there, finally. His little, you know, corrugated breathing. Does anyone give a shit?
I didn't see it.
Didn't see it.
It was decent. I mean, it builds up. You can, you know, Forrest Whitaker's in the movie, and his voice, like, it's a little bit like Kurt Russell in New York, so it's like, why are you choosing to say that like that? But we'll see. I mean, I'm excited. I'm a Star Wars guy. Sure, why not? I was a kid once.
The only reason I went to see The Force Awakens is because I went to go see it for free.
Okay.
I was not paying to see that movie. I said it like... As soon as it was announced, I was not paying to go see it, and I didn't.
I vaguely remember that. Also in the news, the making a murder guy has been acquitted or whatever. That's like news. He didn't do it. Okay. I didn't watch the show. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Anybody?
What you talking about, Will?
I know what you're talking about, but I didn't watch it.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. You're talking about the
Brendan Daisy.
Boy. Yeah, that was the teenage boy that was slow as shit and damn pops manipulated his ass to sign everything, and he didn't know anything he was signing.
Okay.
Because I watched the whole show from beginning to end.
And that's it. If you didn't watch it, there it is. That's pretty fucking dude. Good synopsis. Because I feel like that. I mean, when you talk about hating people in authority, that's why, because they're just trying to get the job done. And you know what? He'll fit the bill. Get him.
That's exactly what they did.
I think that's
not that I have a problem with police officers, because when you pull a guy over for speeding, you might get shot in the face. That job is hard. But yeah. That's fucked up.
All right. So. Are we all ready to start this movie?
Yes, we're done. I'm done with news. In honor of nudie, let's go.
All right. So,
I've got the white horse about to approach the pyramid. That's where I'm at.
Me too.
Those of you on disc and on downloading the movie and doing whatever you gotta do, we're starting this bitch in 3, 2, 1, go.
Also in the news, Bad Boys 3 is going to be called Bad Boys for Life.
Oh, lame.
Sounds like an old Puffy.
Right?
Something
it's
gang movie
CD.
Or something.
You didn't know, but PD actually wrote it, and it's based on a Twilight book, but if Biggie survived. It's called One Shade of Black. It's funny in my head.
This is classic 80s opening with the fluorescent lighting. And...
But it's blobby, yeah. It's all translucent.
The blob. The blob.
And you know it's a quality movie when it's Kevin Dillon.
Yes, not Matt Dillon.
Star quality. Shawnee Smith. Movie was meant to be like the big, breakout role for Donovan Leitch. Leitch? I don't know.
Leitch? Who the fuck knows how to say his name?
It's Jeffrey DeMunn, though. Alright, there's some promise here. Pretty, clouds and shit, I guess. Joe Seneca got the end credit, guys. Who the fuck are these people?
Paul McCrane. He's been on all that shit. He's a little redhead, bald-headed dude. He was on ER and a bunch of other shit. When you see him, you'll know who he is. And Art LaFleur, he's been in a ton of shit, too.
Was it the guy from Parker Lewis Can't Lose, Kubiowski or whatever, the big tall guy?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I didn't see that show.
I'm an old man.
I am too, but I didn't watch that show.
I'm a dork.
What show? Parker Lewis Can't Lose?
Yeah,
man, that show was great.
Yeah, I used to laugh the shit out there during the first season.
Fucking, yeah, and then it got weird. But what's her name? Mila Jovovich was the hot chick? Come on, son!
Then it got canceled, then he lost.
Parker Lewis definitely lost. What you get when you renovate your locker to be a two-story, walk-up.
That's when Fox was trying to find his foot on what they wanted to do television-wise.
They still don't know.
Good call, though, man. That's when they pushed, okay, we're a network. We're going to go for it. Here's what we're trying. And still are.
They haven't been good since the Married with Children and Living Color days.
Right? They tried to redo Living Color a couple years ago. For some reason, it didn't make it. I wonder why. Cocaine isn't as big anymore, I guess.
It's just one of them things you can't recreate in Living Color. That was just perfect for its time frame. Just like Martin.
Lightning strikes. Yeah, dude, Martin. Fuck yeah, Martin, dude. Fox had his moments. That's how bad this intro is, guys. This is what we're talking about.
It's just an intro showing the town. It's so boring.
Four minutes of credits so far.
Like the tree. I like the treehouse. Oh no, they're bleachers. Never mind. All right. So what's the blob supposed to be the metaphor for, right? So the zombies are the metaphor for unchecked whatever disease populations, whatever. What's the blob supposed to be?
The greed of government trying to use something as a super weapon.
It was Russia. It was the Crimson Mess or whatever. That's why the football team's wearing red right now. In 1958, come on, that's what it was. The blob is the fucking great communist joke. I show me.
Did anybody ever see the sequel to the original Blob? The Son of the Blob?
Yeah.
Hell, it was corny as shit.
Yeah, it was.
There's a second one.
Yep. Yes. Not to this, though, the original Blob sequel.
When did it come out, like 60 or something?
Was it like 1979 or 1980 or something like that?
Yeah, it's in the 80s sometime.
God damn, that's not a good when you're making your sequel 30 years later. Well, 10 or 12.
Come on now.
Get that big ass hair.
Shawnee.
That's that old school cornball. I mean, they didn't have a production designer to tuck in those hip pads.
Right. Oh, man, come on now.
Come on, man. You just wasted all of our water.
Why am I trying? One else. Yeah.
Probably the water boy's pissed.
It's bullshit.
He's concussed. He's concussed.
He got powerbombed, Willis.
I seen.
Yes, Jim Morrison. See, that's not a mullet. That's just Jim Morrison's hair.
Yep, that is the '80s, man.
If you were harsh.
Leather jacket and
Judd,
long ass
Judd
hair.
Nelson.
Judd Nelson.
He's gonna jump this motherfucker. Get it, Evel Knievel!
Play it, dude.
This happened to the guy in Bad News Bears when he grew up. A little bit. I'm talking like 6 years.
Yeah, let me just go this fucking far back. Kingdom of Speed.
We gotta listen to
dropped again.
Our commentary after we do this one to see if we say the same shit over and over again, Jake. I mean, I was
probably so.
They couldn't afford Matt Dillon, so they got his cheap ass brother.
But Joe,
as soon as it starts to go wrong, bail, man. What are you doing?
That old man.
Congratulations, you crashed. What do you win? You win yourself a beer.
He took his beer.
What do you win? Me taking your beer.
Nice hat. I do recognize that guy. I don't know who he is, but he's been around. Don't worry. That mole on the top of his head has always been there, too. The pineal mole.
I know him from The Walking Dead.
My God, what's the badge on his head so goddamn small? What the fuck is that about? That's a lapel pin. Why is he wearing his hat?
Yeah. He was in The Shawshank Redemption, The Green Mile, The Mist.
Oh, and Frank Darabont wrote this movie. There you go. Follows
yeah.
that motherfucker.
Yeah, he's in. He was Dale in The Walking Dead. He's been in a lot of shit.
And the gap in his teeth has been, too.
And her name is Candy Clark.
That's Candy Clark.
She's She was in Zodiac, American Graffiti, Blue Thunder.
George, to the come. Oh boy, here comes the lunch rush.
Oh god, those fucking restless young people and their rock and roll music. Did you see that? Like a leather headbanger and a fucking jock just shook hands. Fuck you, Columbine losers.
Hello.
You know, the two specifically, not you know, not the survivors. Too soon, sorry. This is what's wrong. Oh my god, his jeans are definitely not ripped when he got up.
Thanks for the ride, lady.
My disc is acting real stupid. I am so behind.
No, you're not, dude. You're not missing much.
What time stamp are you at?
I don't know. My shit just freeze. I don't know if it's my computer acting retarded or what. Damn it.
The sheriff in here talking about birthdays. He's having a birthday coming up. I'll just turn mine up real loud. Well, you can just listen.
Just go watch it on that page I sent you, Willis.
We're looking at roughly 10 minutes and 15 seconds. This dude just needs to be wearing like a Metallica t-shirt or something. Megadeth. No, that'd be the 90s.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, we wore like Ozzy shirts and Iron Maiden shirts and that kind of Judas Priest, that kind of shit in the 80s.
So what you're saying is that he should be wearing a Bon Jovi shirt.
Yeah.
This fucking Bowser.
He's wearing Seinfeld's puffy shirt, it looks like.
Nice, get him cold. Yeah, if he was wearing an Ozzy shirt and his bike started to fucking, like, flitter and flutter and shit like that, he would have just thrown it aside and ran and jumped over that bitch. Just what I'm saying. He's not
head off a bat.
Yeah, he's not my hero. Did he just call that black man Ratchet? Did he say that he's being Ratchet? It's ahead of his time.
Very harsh with his tools.
It's usually the white man, you know, giving the black man shit about his tools.
Right, Willis?
I like this guy's shoes.
We're always talking about Willis's tool. He's not even here anymore.
Is he asleep again?
Yeah, I don't think you were here last time, Nudie. Fucking Willis fell asleep.
That's where the blob came from. The sky.
Well, this old man was in Near Dark. He was in House.
Is he the old man that does all the bum voices in all the Adam Sandler movies?
No, he died in 2011. Okay. He was in Leprechaun 2 as a homeless man.
Typecast.
Yeah, it really is. The Blob, Can Man, Memories of Me, Angry Man. Guilty as charged, old man. Silent tongue, petrified man. Old man in jail.
I see a pattern here.
So yeah, pretty much he was typecast as an old man.
In some bad way. It's a Banaka spray.
You recognize the pharmacist guy?
No. And the priest. God damn, yeah. Scott
Jeske. Sandlot. Cobra. Maverick. to name a few.
Always creepy.
I haven't seen any of those.
How are you? You haven't seen Cobra?
You never seen Cobra?
Oh, man.
Jesus,
that's the
Scott.
One. How could you not have seen Sly Stallone and his wife mixing it up?
Yeah.
A really, really serious killer. I learned how to shave watching that movie. If you want to learn how to shave,
watch Cobra. Friend, Scott.
For my friend. How many times do people use that line? Why would you be embarrassed? You're going to get lucky, dude.
It's not, you know, it's not the 80s anymore. Catholicism isn't as, yeah, I don't know, Scott. I got nothing. I mean, there's a pedophilia joke in here somewhere. I'm just not going to make it.
It wouldn't be the mofos if you didn't.
I think that was a good illusion. Okay, I'm not upset about the old man, but if the dog gets killed, as always, I'd be pissed.
God damn it.
No, that's going to happen.
Yeah, you're right, it's the 80s. Like, nowadays, the dog gets away miraculously because of the 80s movies, god damn it. Look at that gorgeous little mutt.
Speaking of that, which, did you find your new butt, Sean?
Yes. Well, we're gonna get a dog on the 14th of next month. I'm happy. It's gonna be a hypoallergenic labradoodle, though. Yeah. One from Anna, a husky Rottweiler to a goddamn leopard. These are the swings, folks. Ups and downs. Poke it with a stick.
So weigh all that now.
1548 and counting. The old man's about to put his dick in the vagina.
Woo. This is how it started. Could have stopped it all right here if he just got a Ziploc baggie.
Yeah.
Why would you raise it above your head, you simp?
Look at my stick and bindle.
Nice cut to Jell-O. Look at this waspy family.
Real bright, real bright.
This is some Lannister shit. And then just gonna drop dead every time I make a Game of Thrones reference.
You're gonna be the only one who understands it.
We have listeners.
Yeah, right.
They won't let you kids into a movie like that. Why would you sing with a damn meteor anyway?
Both of those kids look like every bully I ever had growing up.
How many boys have you had growing up?
I did say bully, right?
You said boys.
He said bully. I heard him say bully.
I heard him say boys, and boys works better.
This is not clown house, man. This is not clown house.
Boys works better for the joke.
Shawnee Smith works better, you know, with tank tops.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And in a needle pit.
What do you want? Hi, I'm here to see Meg.
What for?
What for?
You know what the fuck
I
for.
Wonder.
She's your sister. Who's dad?
Dun, dun, dun. You must be
Paul. Lisa's not as creepy. I forgot what movie that was when the brother was looking at the sister naked.
The Fun House.
Yeah, that's it. But you're not going
anywhere. Missed that one.
I think I saw that one on fucking Fear Fest a couple years ago.
Yeah, they play it quite a bit.
I'm sure it's a lot better when it's unrated.
He did say sister's titties. Oh. You're not showing that on Fear Fest.
Bullshit, it's better.
Look at that shit. 80s fashion. Got the pearls over the sweater, the fucking collared shirt underneath, big old hair. Pulling it off. Get it, Smith. Well, here's the father finally. Oops.
Rip. Best part about this movie.
Where's everybody's timestamp?
I'm like 2 seconds behind you. I'm at 1912.
Yeah,
I'm at 18. Sorry, this Willis. Sounds like an NFW show.
Willis, you got your own time. It's okay.
Yeah, he's on Willis time.
Sounds like your day live like commentary. Where you at?
I came here for two reasons: to ratchet my bike and chew bubble gum. And the blob is kind of like bubble gum.
Treevenge.
Where we at now?
Oh my God.
We're right at the scene where Kiefer Sutherland is explaining the whole vampire story to the kid in the cave.
This is not Lost Boys.
It feels like it though, man. With the hair.
Right, we're all lost.
Oh.
It's at 20 minutes.
Okay. I'm right where the bum tries to put his hand off.
Yeah, we're all right there. He's getting digested.
Yeah.
I'd move your head. I wouldn't want to touch that fucking thing.
Shit, did dad let him go? No.
Can't help you, son. Daughter, I'll have your head, boy.
No, it's just time for you to go, son. Oh, got him. Look at that snub-nosed car.
It's an 80s car.
Yeah, right, you ran him in the middle of the road. Stop it, let's get him to a doctor.
Hey, watch out, he's got some kind of corrosive shit on his hands.
Look at those high heels. She's very tall. I don't even know how they can walk in those things.
It's amazing how they can walk, run, do the shit that they do.
And it's still so running from Tyrannosaurus Rexes on islands.
And if you've seen Suicide Squad, Harley Quinn falls from a helicopter and does a somersault on the ground and lands perfectly on her back and then just rolls around and starts walking normal in high heel boots.
Spoilers.
That was quite the spoiler, yeah. quite the spoiler there, Willis.
Well, that ain't no spoiler. They show that shit in the trailer. Just
to make you I beg to differ.
Yeah. We beg to differ.
Defend.
Willis is good at spoiling shit.
Though. No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. Is this the one where it's all fake at the end?
This is the one where they throw Martin Sheen out of the window, right?
Excuse me, nurse. Yeah, we did
this. This is an ER. Like, get out the paperwork, bitch. We got a hurt man here.
We did this episode 13. Something like that.
I don't know. Are you talking to us?
No. I'm trying to figure out when the hell we did this episode. I think it was episode 13. Part of the Apocalypse Trilogy. My Apocalypse Trilogy.
Your chosen apocalypse.
Pretty much. The ones I watch, like, back to back, mostly.
If you get a chance to look this guy up, as far as rentals on Amazon, look at the movies that it's next to. It's not a good look. Take it easy, old dude. Well, she likes him.
I played old dude in the other movie.
Hey, where are you going? These people don't give a shit about explanations.
In the wind.
fixing my bike that I crashed in the woods.
I'm gonna be the cool bad boy, yeah.
I got long hair and a leather jacket. I'm obviously awesome.
This fucking jock dude kind of looks a lot like Kick-Ass. Like if you get rid of the fucking fig hair.
It's exactly like the London and fucking Mallrats. Jeremy or Jeffrey or Jimmy or John, whatever his fucking name is.
One of those.
Party of Dumb.
He was in Breaking 2 Electric
Boogaloo. Oh, when you talk about like a downhill shift between first movies and second movies, Breaking and Breaking 2 always.
Not his first movie, Breaking 2. He was a dancer.
If you want to watch a dad's movie, it's Dancing on the Ceiling. That's what you watch.
He was in Cutting Class with, what's his name? The Smelly Guy.
The Smelly Guy?
Married to Angelina Jolie. Brad Pitt.
He called him the Smelly Guy.
Well, everybody always says he's dirty. Just because he looks dirty all the time.
That picture that he's got on IMDb is not a good, he does not look clean.
He was in Birds of Prey.
Oh dear. He's in trouble now.
Guess whose birthday it is today? That's Flash Gordon's birthday.
Holy shit.
Hey, it's Bill Murray's older brother!
It sure is.
Why the fuck was he not on the goddamn credits? Oh, no, it's not.
He's Bill Murray's brother.
It's not Bill Murray's brother. It looks just like him, though. Whatever his name is. The older brother that you'd recognize from every goddamn movie that he's in. It looks just like him for a minute. It's just like him for a
minute. No, that's his name.
Oh, shit.
What the hell?
Where the fuck does his body go?
We've got a code. I don't know what the fuck. Dr. Alcom. Dr. Alcom. We need Henry Rollins now.
Get me the sheriff. It's an emergency. All right. Always gotta call the sheriff.
The doctor was in Eraserhead, Blue Velvet, Dune, Barfly, Twin Peaks.
I mean, one guy's body mysteriously disappears.
We'll have it.
We gotta call the sheriff.
Ghoulies. Johnny Dangerously.
I want to eat dangerously.
I'm with Meg Penny, and Brian Flagg was here earlier.
My mother told that to me once, Johnny. Whoops. See, the quarterback and the wide receiver, you got to be able to scramble. You got to have quick feet. This guy's dead. He was never going to make it.
Nice.
Yeah, grab under my arm. That's gonna do a lot of good.
Take it with you. Just take it with you.
No more
endings.
Better check her for a concussion.
She's concussed.
Better check everybody.
This was that time frame when all the grossy gross. Practical effects movies coming out. This and The Fly. All this came out around about the same time, right?
Yeah, big jumps in technology, probably.
That's the guy that was in the ER and all that shit. The guy with the mustache.
Yeah, what else was to him?
Been in a lot of stuff. He's a big time director now. Directs a lot of shit. TV and stuff. He was in the original Fame, RoboCop. He played one of the bad guys.
RoboCop, that's what I see him. Yeah.
Yeah, Shawshank. Lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of TV. Rocky 2. First movie. It was Rocky 2.
It was obviously this guy.
It was obviously this dirtbag, because why not?
Anybody seen the video of the little boy doing the rocking in front of the TV. He following the montage.
Yep, the baby.
I have not.
It's pretty hilarious.
He's doing like the Rocky workout scene.
Yeah.
There you go. A young Erica Eleniak.
I was going to say, I recognize her too, yeah. Free Baywatch.
And that dude was on a soap opera for many, many years. Yeah, this is like probably right after Playboy. Look how young she is. Never had enough.
Alright, so how much money do you think this guy has spent on his trunk?
$200?
Yeah, good question.
I wouldn't mind having some of that beer that's up in that joint right about now.
I wouldn't mind having some of her up in my joint right now.
Not with the gooey goo in her cat.
The gooey goo, that's what makes it fun, Willis.
Yeah, you don't want to drive. He's got the electrical fucking thing. That's ridiculous. That's overkill. Everything about this kid is ridiculous. That's unsanitary. Why does he have all those stupid rings?
Because he gives them to the girls. He's the Lothario.
It's my class ring. Will you hold it?
Yeah. You guys just, yeah, that's exactly what my girl just said. Like, I didn't even connect that shit. Oh, she's wearing one around the neck, too. Look at this fucking rapist.
And that's what he don't get. For being like that.
Well, she's asleep. Let's do this. How does the dog out there
tonight? Hot as a dog out there.
Oh my god, is that a Bill Cosby reference?
It's a nice blouse.
Oh man, he's gonna get it good.
He's very smooth.
His name is Fred.
Oh, no? Dead Fred.
This is when the raccoon jumps out of her chest into his face, right? Oh, no, it's Family Guy. Ah! Ah! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! That is illegal. Oh, shit, nice.
Yep.
Oh, look at that. That shit is yummy.
Let me break out the glass. That'll help me escape.
Silver Bell.
Bob is hungry.
It would have been funny if it had spit out the beef.
Son of a bitch in the first place. God damn it. Whatever it was, you know, the flag that was behind it. It's about time to lose. I've been playing my favorite game this whole time, and I have not got one hit yet.
What game is that?
Find the brown face. Lots and lots of white people in this movie.
Oh, don't worry. There was a Willis in the mechanic shop.
Oh, that's right. The token black man was the... That's right. Okay, so there's one.
And it's another
that's annoying. It's forgettable. Yeah,
there's another one coming up.
It's taking me out more than 3 minutes.
Another Willis. We haven't played the Willis game on our show in a while either.
Everyone's got a different name for it. Everyone's got a different name for the inherent racism of America. And filmmaking.
So,
no, we're not racist. We have Willis on the show. Right, Willis?
Right.
Word.
Yeah, we have our black card.
But, By having Willis on the show, we get away with a lot of stuff that we normally wouldn't. Right, Willis?
Unless if you're Cordell, then it's a whole different story.
That's right. Only Cordell can't do it.
I've heard a lot about Cordell, and I've never had the pleasure.
Scott, you got to have him on some night.
No, don't do it.
I've never even on the same show as him.
Don't set yourself up like that at all.
I feel like I'd like to have Cordell as a viewer and commentator. Like, let's have some feedback, Cordell. You out there? I've heard nothing but good things, bro.
If we're going to have him on, we got to have him on for, Friday Part 5.
Yeah, he likes his Friday movies.
She didn't take the Xanax.
When will they learn, these parents? Kids do not take the drugs.
I ain't taking your drugs.
I think Will Smith said it best. Parents just don't understand.
So, Sean, you're going to be happy with me.
I'm always happy with you, Scott.
You'll never guess what I started watching.
No, I won't, because I'm not good at that.
So I started watching Futurama.
Yes, I am very proud of you. I remember watching the first fucking episode, the first whatever, until it got canceled. Like every single episode, man. Before Family Guy came out, that shit was the next generation of The Simpsons.
Yeah, I think Family Guy came out before it.
Family Guy did not come out before Futurama.
It came out the same year. I'm watch.
I'm just telling you what came out first.
My show was King of the Hill.
Yeah, that shit had to grow on me. Like, I hated it when it first came out, but then I really liked it.
Oh, Bobby. Good boy, right.
Oh, narrow your reason.
He just licked the cop. Go ahead, hit me.
I like his confidence. He's the Teflon anti-hero. Every piece of blob's gonna slide off of him.
Yep. Hey, call a shrink. I'm a broken man.
He really wants to get hit.
Yeah, because you have nothing on him. Herb.
Exactly.
How come we say the name Herb, but when we're talking about our spaghetti sauce, it's a herb?
Herb. Peaches and herb.
Fucking Americans.
Don't touch my rigano.
You don't know no
oregano.
America, you say aluminum. In England, you say aluminium. America, you say herb. In England, we say herb because there's a fucking H in it. Joke.
I hear Miss Amy in the background. Why isn't she on?
Because I don't have on speakerphone.
Shame on you, Sean.
Shame on me.
I told you she was invited.
She is.
Hey, it's Bumblebee.
Bumblebee before he was.
It's really, I mean, really, this is just a prequel to the Michael Bay phenomenon. Oh, crap. There was a list the other day of the IMDb worst movies, hype or whatever, and Michael Bay's Transformer was, number one.
Oh, that's messed up.
Movie sucks, Willis.
You're gonna make Willis cry.
I don't know why everybody gives us so much shit.
Because you didn't grow up with a goddamn cartoon!
I did.
I remember watching the fucking cartoon every morning before you went to school.
All right.
Willis likes everything.
There were several different versions. We're talking about the original, brother. The one that Willis was talking about. So how did you watch that show and still like the movie, Willis?
Because I can understand that the movie is different from the 80s cartoon.
Uh-huh.
Right, well, fuck you and your logic and, calm approach.
I understand it's a movie, and it's there for my enjoyment.
Now, part two was the only misstep out of all of it, to me.
He liked Leprechaun Origins, so.
That was subtle.
Oh, Willis knows.
He gets made fun of it like every episode.
Yeah.
Just about. Oh, so you do listen.
I don't have to. Fucking Dick says something about it almost every week.
Oh, you miss Jake. Jake is on.
What happened to Jake?
Well, Jake. Got issues. Jake is taking care of his business.
Yeah, he's masturbating.
Hard. with Jergens.
He's gonna become part of the children of the poor.
Yes, he's being recruited.
How did they not Judd Nelson and what's her name, Molly Ringwald, for this movie?
They were busy.
They couldn't get Anthony Michael Hall. He wasn't busy. He was fucking hanging out with Screech. Doing heroin and cocaine.
Okay, when was that Dead Zone show on?
Yeah, we're busy.
That movie was like that show was like the late 90s.
That was a good show. What kind of brought him back into the forefront of things?
Because he used to come on after Monday Night Raw, right?
Oh, the Christopher Walken movie they made into a show?
Yeah. Yeah, he was in the 5 seasons, I think, that show lasted.
His best character was on Community. Go look it up. He was a bully at a community college, and he reminds me very much of Dylan's character right now. And he was on Psych a Bunch.
Who?
Anthony Michael Hall, bro.
Johnny Be Good.
He was only on there for like 4 episodes.
Yeah, that's a lot of episodes.
There was 8 seasons.
I know, but he had like a big character. He like took over for what's her name for like a hot minute and was gone. It was a character arc.
Who was he, Trout?
Yep.
They just got up to that part.
Probably when Lou Diamond Phillips was on that show. Man, I love Lou Diamond Phillips is good in anything. Fucking weirdo. Chavez!
I guess I'm worried about everybody.
Alright, we're doing 1988 movies. We need to do Young Guns.
Never heard of them.
Oh, that's right. This movie came out when my girl was born.
Who picked this movie?
Jake did.
Really? I'm surprised. Since he already did it once.
I know, right?
Here. Tales from the Cryosphere is to review, revamp, and kind of like, do we still hate or like this shit? So we look at what we've done. We're rehashing. We're going back to the well, like Kevin Smith.
So did you like this before, and now you hate it, or what?
Dr. Scott, I've never seen it.
You've never seen it?
I've never seen this one. I've seen this Steve McQueen one.
Oh, my God. You between you and Scott, I don't know. You guys miss a lot of good movies.
This used to be.
Scott's never seen Cobra. Jesus.
I'm gonna get a lot of shit for that one.
Seriously.
HBO used to play Cobra, this, and a whole bunch of movies all the time on HBO.
After this, I'm gonna go ahead and download, and then you guys can't fucking make fun of me.
Dude, all I know is that when you watch Cobra, you're gonna want his car. Everybody wants that car.
Why is he trying to unclog a sink with a plunger?
Because that's how you do.
It works just like a toilet, yeah.
It's a restaurant, so it's definitely the sink plunger. Hopefully they got it labeled.
Let's just go ahead and stick our hand down the nasty ass drain.
He's going in deep.
Starting to, whoa! Got him!
Elbows deep.
Oh, shit.
There he goes.
Brent? Oh, amazing.
He is fucking gone.
Belch.
Kind of.
Only the critters are the ghoulies that belch.
Now that doesn't hold up too well anymore, that part. If you tell the screen.
Oh, he doesn't like the cold. Okay, we found the answer. We are now into the second act.
45 minutes to go, they found the answer.
One thing about this movie, it does not drag at all.
Right, it does. It clips along. You better run, Candy.
Where do you think she's running to? Fucking phone blue.
Oh, this is like a reboot from the original movie. My puffy shirt.
She's wearing that really puffy ass shirt. She's still cold.
Frosty!
He's like, you got any of them ribbed condoms? That'll keep us warm.
Puffy.
Hey,
someone told me this is like an exact scene from the original. Is that true?
Yeah, you just said that. I just said that 5 minutes ago. Oh. I wonder where you heard it.
Was it from you?
This is why they came up with 911 after this movie. Like, well, this is too much. Let's just do 911.
Herb.
There he is. Hey, Herb.
No more.
Got her.
Damn thing.
Just totally eviscerated her.
Oh, you see here? No, you don't.
Yeah, I think this movie is better than Now You See Me, Now You Don't.
You didn't like that movie?
I'm not a big fan of magic.
The movie's called Now You Magic, See though. Me. There's no Now You Don't.
There's more. There's a lot more in that than just magic, though.
Yeah, it was also a heist movie using magic as its, MacGuffin. Silly.
What did those beads ever do to you, bro? Look at GM, whatever you call it.
The beads! The beads!
The poor beans. Oh, wait, never mind. Better be careful, you might jam it up your ass.
Oh, speaking of priests.
Baby.
Okay, I'm recovering Catholic.
I
can say that.
You just offended all the molested people out there.
Look, it's Brother Love.
Jimmy Dugan.
Not bad. It only took him 50 minutes to bring up wrestling. Not bad, Willis.
Well, that's the first thing I can think of when I see him. He almost sound like damn Brother Love. I'm waiting for him to say, I love you.
I was going to ask you earlier about what you think about them trying to make him, people cheer him by having him fight Rusev.
It ain't going to work when he go to New York. He's going to get booed like shit.
God, put a stop to this.
I don't watch wrestling. I don't understand it. No talk on the show.
Good job,
there
Scott.
There you go, Sean.
Hey, don't get me wrong. I'm not allowed to talk about stuff anymore either, so I talk about potato. I talk about potatoes, and I talk about Pepsi, and I talk about Coke. And they're head-to-head. And one's an asshole, and the other one's a liar.
You know what we talk about now, Coke. Sean?
I'm voting for
life. We talk about left or right twists.
Wow, Scott had a funny...
Scott's got
it. Yeah, I get one every now and again.
Scott's on a roll tonight. Just like those beans.
That's good production design. Put a bag of ice from Tops next to some fucking glass, and they said that's the scene.
The poor beans. They're not going to be destroying anyone's stomach tonight.
I'm curious to see if they had made a sequel. I wonder what the sequel would have been.
He would have brought it back to the Vatican, and they would have been like, oh my god, it's pedophilia lube. And then it became the Da Vinci Code.
Yeah, Tom Hanks tried to solve it.
They got another one coming out. And it looked dumb.
The last symbol is what it should be, but it's not. Yeah, I mean, the books are fucking silly. I don't understand why everyone's so up in arms about, like, sorry, Christian community, like, it's a work of fiction. Get over it. No! No! No, don't say that about our Lord.
Yeah.
You are recovering.
I am indeed.
A random cop car just sitting there with the lights going.
That's just as bad as Rotten Tomatoes hates all DC movies.
It's true though, man. Like, I looked that shit up when I saw that article. It's in the misogyny. Like, it's a theory that makes sense, man. Like, Barbara Gordon is not any fucking Marvel character anywhere. Give me the equivalent to Harley Quinn in the Marvel universe.
Deadpool. That's who they changed her into now.
Deadpool.
Yeah, and made her into, yeah, good call.
You know what makes me mad? That Deadpool's gonna be on fucking FX.
They can't
fucking
show that
Netflix way. Didn't even get the rights to fucking the movie.
They're gonna cut the hell out of that damn movie.
Exactly. Why the fuck are you gonna pick up the movie? You're taking away every good thing about it.
Well, I mean, imagine Die Hard without Cable. You would never have the, you know, Mother History Mr. Falcon, you know? Not fun. Where's the flippin' door?
All people fear the mighty T-Rex.
It's just like when they used to show Friday the 13th movies on the regular TV back in the day. All the good shit was cut out.
Honest to God, who said it? Was it Nudie who said this was a faux Morgan Freeman? Did Stephen King watch this shit and think, I'm going to write a book and call it Dreamcatcher? The stupidest movie ever, man. I watch it every couple years hoping it'll be better. No, it's not. First act is okay. That's it.
What, Dreamcatcher?
Yeah.
I went to see that shit the first weekend when it came out. I'm like, what kind of bullshit am I watching?
Shit. Should've just put that shit up on Netflix. The men from
Gladiator are showing us how to keep our left over. Got it. We're here on serious
business. They don't have time for your bullshit, understand? Is that Keys? Is that Keys? Oh my god, it's Keys! Oh no, it's not Peter Coyote. No, thought it was Peter Coyote, sorry.
This isn't E.T.
Ew!
Willis loves that movie.
E.T. Fuck that movie.
It's Willis's favorite movie.
I can't stand that movie. Don't get too
close. Because he's scared of E.T., that's why.
I was scared of shit E.T. as a kid.
Oh, wow. You guys know each other pretty well.
Well, we've done a show together for 3 years. But he is a big baby.
Whatever.
It's a big amoeba. The blob is an amoeba.
I thought you said it was an amoeba.
Tybo.
Billy Blanks.
Thanks, but why should I buy this shit when I get it for free? Granddad, Boondocks. All right, I'm alone.
Man.
You are alone.
Boondocks is funny as shit.
Ronald Reagan was the devil. Government's lying about 9/11. And the other thing he said.
Isn't it also late to be tripping the hedges? This guy's a peeping Toms.
All right, this guy got third billing, and he's showing up now. And Leatherface showed up also.
Wait a minute. Hockey season ended months ago.
Oh, the days when you used to go to the movies and you used to see slashers at the movie theater. Them days are done. All you see is fucking Ghost Stories and Annabelle.
Valid.
And Ouija boards.
Hey, Westerns are coming back, man. Back 7. Boom.
Hopefully. But they got Denzel in it. Denzel is Denzel in all his goddamn movies.
Picking on Denzel for.
No, he was definitely not like Pelican Brief and Training Day, same guy. No, I don't think so.
And the Bone Collector.
I still got football going in the background. RG3's throwing nothing but interceptions.
That's why the Redskins got rid of his ass.
Willis loves RG3.
You're missing one of the greatest character actors in American history, and I don't know his name, but he's always a southern idiot. What is that?
Who, this guy?
Yes, what is he in?
I don't know. I don't think it says movie theater guy in.
No, he's in Oh Brother Where Art Thou, eating a horse. Turn last Tuesday. That's why I recognize him. He's a yokel.
Movie patron. I'm trying to see if we can find the movie guy.
It's hot, man. Come up and see for yourself. I guess we picked the perfect time to do this movie. It's fucking hot as shit out there.
Right? Yeah.
Looks like I picked the wrong time to quit smoking.
It's a long time I turned up sniffing glue.
You see that thing coming for you, what do? You scream or do you run? Fucking run. Dumbass.
Well, I feel like that's instinctual to horror movie fans. Like if there's some danger, you're gonna dip out because you've experienced this kind of. Yep, I'm out. I don't know how I feel about the only other black guy in this movie completely clothed in white.
Where are we going? It's a metaphor.
His white friends.
Yeah, he's white out.
Guy's getting whitewashed.
A white wall.
It's like one big condom.
He looks like a minion.
Yeah, there's automatic weapons on these motherfuckers and Dobermans.
Hey, you got automatic weapons. What the hell
is Holy shit, thing? Is that Uncle Remus? Guys, it's the black guy.
Getting Remus. Them iron.
I think that's Uncle Remus. From a very, you know, controversial song of the South.
Zippity dee da, zippity yay. Wow, oh wow, what a wonderful day.
That's the one.
Damn, Walt Disney.
I don't even know what the hell you just started singing.
Oh my god! Scott!
You gotta help this kid.
I really appreciate your honesty, but then, like, accept the advice of people. Look up Song of the South And Briar Rabbit.
These people
are
here to help us.
Yeah. It's a Disney classic.
That you can't find anywhere on DVD because it's... Man.
We need to watch that shit on this motherfucker because, I mean, I've always felt like Disney needs to own that shit and move on from it. They hide it.
Let's just think of it as looking out for a bit.
Silence.
Yep. Too much of a politically correct world nowadays.
We can't say it's potatoly correct. You gotta say potato on Scott's show. The potato.
Potato.
I have made it so the fam can't talk about politics anymore.
Oh, or wrestling.
I talk about 1842 and potatoes. And Robert Trevelyan and the fucking English.
The Irish famine.
Fuck you and your education, Scott. He just hopped the fuck out and left her? Not a good look, bro.
I'll come back for you.
Cheerleader.
Okay, now he's gonna go and get his brother Vinny. And Vinny's friends, and they're gonna go to Hollywood.
Vinny Boombots.
Everybody gather into one area so that this creature can digest you at once. Feels like that scene in Patriot where the English people put them all in the church and burn it. See, Scott, that was veiled potatoism because it was a movie reference.
Potatoism. I could go for some potato skins right now.
Right?
Bub, you want a coffee break?
Hey, look, Mr.
Don't look Mr. Me. I'm a taxpayer. I pay your salary. Now, what are you going to do about finding my son?
I understand you're upset, sir, but if you just get back in line, we have the situation under control.
Oh, my God. D'Artagnan Crockett is a U.S. Olympian, and he's got a labradoodle. But somebody named their son D'Artagnan in the 20th century. Whoa!
At least he got what he deserved.
Oh my God, it's the Gremlins 2 reference, guys. This, I finally get to see where Hulk Hogan got his idea from. The Gremsters and the Hulkster and, oh, shut up.
When is they going to actually reunite Gremlins?
That director, the guy who invented him, still owns the rights, and he said he's never going to let it happen again.
Good.
I thought he's... I thought fucking Eli Roth was in talks to do it. Him and Adam Green.
Eli Roth's in talks to do a lot of shit. And he never does it.
Yeah, he's busy doing Shark Week.
He was supposed to be doing the Shark movie Meg, but he never backed out of it.
Isn't fucking Jason Statham supposed to be in that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Been waiting for that movie for 20 years.
Ever since the last Jaws movie's on.
Yeah, and that just goes to show you, even a shitty movie, you put a fucking, you know, strobe light in there, it's gonna be awesome.
Oh no, I'm stuck.
Oh my God, my shitty
zipper
jacket won't rip off right now.
Leave him!
Leave him! Fucking leave his ass. He's done.
He just left his best friend and his sister.
He didn't
want that shit. That fucking dude looks nasty now.
That's a good idea. Go down.
When in doubt, go down.
Going down, Mr. Tyler?
It'd be funny if they go down and the school is a name, too. Arrow's bringing that thing out on B-Rex, too.
Oop, got my hair. Just let go of the ladder. Yeah, there you go. Imagine in 1988, that shit must have been so suspenseful.
I hope they don't run into young Jason Voorhees down there.
Man, I'm still mad. I'm still mad I paid to see that movie.
Damn, I'm not the oldest one on this podcast right now. Thank you, Willis.
How old are you?
Old enough to have seen the sun rise in the sky once upon a time.
I'm sure you're not the oldest one on this podcast.
Are you Sean 34?
Yep.
Yeah, you're not the oldest one. By far. By far.
No, right? Old to be 34 again.
If I knew now what I knew back then.
I know, right?
I would have went back in time and told myself, do it different.
Sputnik. It was fucking Sputnik?
It's BB-8. Would have went back in time and told myself, never do that blob episode on Scott's show.
Uh-oh, there's an American symbol.
Wow, somebody by the name of Tuffy Goosewish just homered in the Red Sox game.
I've been telling people for years, if you want to go into professional sports, learn how to throw a ball and hit a ball. Because baseball's easy.
Tuffy Gosovich. That's worse than those black women names, Willis.
Them imaginary black women names you always making up.
Imaginary?
Like
I just saw a video of one that got pulled over by a cop. Her name was Yadrika.
Oh, shit.
That's not made up, Willis.
I had a student once, LaDasha, that spelled her name with a hyphen.
Oh, shit.
There
an
you
apostrophe
go.
A. L-A hyphen apostrophe A. LaDasha.
We might have to bring that segment back on our show, Willis. Yeah. The crazy black women names. We've only had one episode so far, but if I keep finding these names, we're going to have to bring it up. That's where I just throw a name at Willis and I ask him where those names come from.
Cosby
Show. Hell if I know! I don't know. I go out with a girl named Rhonda. Oh, no, it's Renee, right?
Yes. You got it right.
See, I remember.
An average name. Yes.
Scott, this is your show. Don't let it go, man.
What's your baby mama's name, Willis? What's your baby mama's name?
I'm going through all that right now. I ain't in the mood.
It's LaFonda Shavonda.
I'm having a good day. Don't ruin it, man.
Oh, Kevin Dillon just went full on ratchet.
He went ratchet and clank.
Still need to buy
the new one. Citizens of Earth, there's a civilian running around.
There's a loser in a leather coat running around with Jim Morrison's shirt and hair.
Kinda looks like Matt Dillon, but no. Clearly can't drive a bike.
He's got a chip that's in his front teeth. That was interesting. Why don't you just turn right? Why'd you have to do a fucking 720?
60.
They had to pay the stunt man to do something.
Right? Oh my god, he's gonna go back to the bridge. It's gonna be a big moment for him. He's jumping the shark.
Redemption, man.
He's gonna lose the helicopter on the bridge. It's funny because on either side it's a completely level plane. He gave him the finger! And then the automatic rifles killed him. Oh, boo, boo.
What great shots they are.
They got that stormtrooper aim.
They got that A-team in.
They got the G.I. Joe in.
Yeah.
I am the law.
Ooh, that's another bad remake. When they remade Judge Dredd, did they just make that Korean Redemption movie? That's the exact same movie.
You talking about the Rain?
The remake with the...
With the hot chick from Juno and what's his name, Carl Urban.
Uh-huh.
That was a good movie, though.
Judge Dredd?
That was fun. Yeah, that was fun. In 3D.
Yeah.
Some good shit.
Okay. So...
They're talking about making another one. Oh, Carl Urban wants to make another one.
I'm sure.
They say they're going to turn it into a Netflix series.
Okay. Well, maybe they do something original instead of take somebody else's idea. Like, verbatim. Scene for scene, man. We have to go into a large building where there's a gang lord. And all the residents are kind of, like, involved. Oop, they locked it down. Oh, shit. It's the same fucking movie from here on out. Sorry.
But they said the people that made the Raid got their influence for the Raid from the old Judge Dredd comic books.
Okay, that's fair.
Tell them, Willis. Lay down the law, man.
I just feel like I was watching Kung Fu Hustle, but without the funny.
No politics.
Potatoes!
Sega!
Sega! Wow, that's a throwback right there. Thank you, Willis.
Man, they'll never be what they used to be. That on Nintendo.
Did he just make I want to rewind, but I don't want to lose you guys. I think they just made a Doctor Who reference.
I don't know. I don't watch Doctor Who.
That's all right.
I think we already lost Scott.
No. You guys are just talking about a bunch of movies I've never seen, so I'm going to a podcast mode.
Have you guys been talking about?
Oh god!
Yeah, no.
He's pod listening.
Watch out for the rat. What rat?
There is no way a plasma fucking creature is going to move slower through the water than solid, you know, fucking bipedal motherfuckers.
Saw
that
shit water
hits,
making it move slow.
Well, that's not okay. Get your hands off his butt. Oh, there goes the brother. Oh, that's the brother?
I think that's the friend, I think. Yeah, that's the friend.
He is gone.
Fuckers.
He did.
He did.
Who's somebody having issues?
Whoa! Shit was Army of Darkness.
That's one thing I love about this movie. They kill the damn child. We don't see that later until we see the mist.
Yeah, but again, like
the CGI is pretty bad.
Those two kids look like bullies. They behave like bullies. Little shitheads.
Looks like a giant gape.
Is it a giant cake?
Gape. It's a gaping asshole.
See, kids, this is why PE class is important. Learn how to do a pull-up.
Okay, climb that rope.
Yeah, be Eric Foreman, do a pull-up. Got any tips? Yeah. Pull up.
Yeah, pull out.
I feel like making a It's Always Sunny reference right now because I feel like this is the Nightman opera right now. And there's no Dayman. There's no champion.
She just fell into the fucking river. That's shit.
Why the
sewers
always
look
so clean in movies? Crawl, bitch, crawl!
What? Oh, that's right.
Wow,
thank God
he was there. Showed
music
up at the right time, man.
You got some fucking goodies music going on. He's fucking.
We missed Bill Moseley. He was in the sewer.
Yeah, we forgot to bring it up, didn't we?
Jumping the blob!
I made it over there telling you where if I could do anything!
But he still crashes! He always crashes his stupid little bike.
That just means he can't ride worth a damn.
On your mark, get set, turn. Your fucking bikes are soaked, dude. You ain't starting that shit. I cannot believe Green Bay is struggling to score against the Browns. The score's been 3-2 for like the past 2 hours.
Turn on the air conditioning, man. This is so dumb.
He's got a rocket launcher in his fucking backpack, and he's just not even gonna burn it off.
Willis, you're a cruel man.
Yeah, but it's good to see a black man in power in the 80s. And not Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton.
Yeah, those two guys. Those two fuckers.
They only come out the woodwork when it's important for them. When it's time we really need them, we don't find them worth a shit.
Potato!
That's right. They're only there to cause trouble.
All them people got shot. You ain't see them come out not one damn time talking about nothing.
It's a rainbow coalition.
Oh, that's Bill Moseley.
Talk to me, man! Talk to me!
We gotta figure this shit out, man.
So if this was Cabin Fever, whatever that movie is, they'd be having sex right now.
If this is any movie like today, they'd be fucking having sex right now. Keep going, Pearl. Oh, it's time to have sex.
This thing on. Hello.
You won't listen to me. Really? Really? It's a good way to lose your arm.
It's funny how they just look at the van knowing it's going to blow up.
I feel like this movie would have been much better with Charlie Sheen and Kevin Dillon's role.
Winning!
Tiger Blood!
Saying. This is probably when Charlie Sheen contracted AIDS. He does have the tiger blood. 1988 to today, he's good.
Shoes,
boy. Blow you out of your shoes, boy. Okay, this sheriff is really confused.
Let's all have a gun battle.
It's a Mexican standoff, boys.
All of you with your automatic rifles, put your gun down because my 6 bullets trump yours.
Contagious. You spread it, spread through this place and kill all of you.
That's some bullshit.
You suppose an army of guys in plastic suits show up every time a meteor falls?
I want to say I'm sorry. As of right now, Nudie was actually nice enough to record the episode for us because, you know, Jake is missing and he's usually the guy who records the episodes. But we pretty much lost, you know, the last portion of the movie. So, you know, I'm just going to throw in some music here at the end, and like I said, I'm sorry. Just hope we get Jake back soon enough so we don't have to run into problems like this anymore. So, you know, later, fuckers.
I don't have the time or the patience.